Mix 94.7 KMCH on this Friday morning. We welcome you in. We welcome longtime KMCH friend, and she's done this show enough. She knows how to run all the buttons, so I'm going to head out.
Yeah.
It's all you, Missy. Yep. You know, by now you know what all these buttons do, right?
Yeah, sure.
Missy.
I'll fill in for you. You run over to work for me.
No, I've already worked. I'm good. Missy McIntyre along with us here. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. And you brought a guest with you.
I brought a new friend for KMCH.
Yeah.
Cooper Corcoran.
Well, not that new.
Because
he might not remember
it,
but when I was in high school, we'd hang out at his house in Bonfire. I think you were stuck in the house. Your sister wouldn't let you out of the house.
Yeah, probably.
But yeah. But
then,
here you are, making your debut on the radio on this November, talking about a big doings coming up indoors, November 23rd. Let's talk all about it.
Yes. So we're doing a fundraiser concert. little plan words there. So we wanted a different way to do a fundraiser thing that's different than all your normal or overused fundraising things. Mm-hmm. So... Plus, we've been trying to figure out, in talking with our group, you know, we used to have the turkey trot the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and there's nothing to do that anymore. And put two and two together, and we decided, well, let's do a fundraiser concert the night before Thanksgiving. You know, everyone's home, and something to do the night before when...
And let's be honest, you don't want to see your family that much before Thanksgiving Day, you know?
Yeah, so we're just kind of killing two birds with one stone, and... decided to do a concert and make it a fundraiser.
Yeah. And of course, Not Quite Brothers is going to be the headliner.
Yes.
And, which is nice because you guys are all going to be home as well.
Yes, absolutely.
You don't want to see your families too much before Thanksgiving.
No, definitely not.
So why not get paid to not see them for a night before Thanksgiving?
They're not so bad.
But yeah, doing this on the day before Thanksgiving out at the fairgrounds. And who's putting this all on? I know Delaware County, Pay It Forward, and who else is jumping on with you guys?
So we are... kind of the organizer, I guess. And then we have Scott Dizell is opening, and then Not Quite Brothers will be the main headliner. it is at the fairgrounds in the pavilion, so it is indoors, so don't worry about, you know, in case it snows or anything, we will be indoors. That being said, though, we can only sell so many tickets because of it's inside, so you can only have so much space. So, you know, we wanted to just kind of get out here today and make sure that people are aware that, you know, that you should probably buy your tickets ahead of time, because even though we have a... you can pay at the door. There's only so many we can sell.
Yeah,
so
don't
show up and then end up not getting in because you were one of the last ones. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now, how can people, I'll ask you, Cooper, how can you get tickets at this point? Can you get them today? Can you start buying them now?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. There's a link online, and there's also an option there to donate an extra amount if you want, but you can also get them at the door. But I would echo what Missy said. It's important to go ahead and get those tickets now so you're well prepared and make sure you're going to get yourself in the door that night because it's going to be a good time.
Will you guys dress Sam up in like a loud suit that's got turkeys on it? You know, because they make flamingo suits.
Yeah.
See if you can find a turkey one for
him. Yeah, he's had some pretty good Halloween costumes in the past, so I'll see what I can do.
Or dress him up as a bowl of cranberry sauce or something like that.
Yeah, he'd probably like that a little more.
Now, not only are you going to have good music, you're going to have good food there as well for the evening, too. So let's talk about that.
We're going to have Foods Here Mobile will be there before the concert, and then I'm not sure how long he'll stay, but he'll be there between sets so that people can come out between Scott and the Not Quite Brothers to grab a bite, too. Because the doors will open at 5:30, so I'm sure he'll be up there about 5. Maybe grab some food and head on in, and then if you're hungry halfway through, stop back out and grab some more food.
Now, what we want to mention, this is a family thing. Now, you got to be 21 to drink.
You have
but
to be 21 to drink.
You don't have to be 21 to get in.
Correct. So anyone can get a ticket, but we will be IDing at the door, so you'll get your wristband at the door for... purchase of alcohol if you want that. The fair is going to be selling that, and then you'll get a wristband too for getting in, just so if you need to go back out to get food or whatever. So
now, Cooper, I'm assuming. I mean, you guys have been doing shows all summer and fall. What made you decide, you know what, it's the holidays, but we still want to do this one? What made you guys say yes to this one?
Yeah, I think most importantly, everybody in the band understands the importance of and enjoys giving back to their communities. All of our individual communities, it just so happens that we all, or a large majority of us, grew up with the same sort of roots. Everybody loves a good hometown show, right? You know, there's some of our favorite ones to play. And I think most importantly, you know, why Delaware County Pay It Forward? And I'm sure Missy will run through all this here in just a little bit. But they're not an all legs in one basket kind of cause, right? They're helping people of various different backgrounds throughout the community and tons of different programs. And we can definitely appreciate that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think you got yourself a spokesman.
I do.
You got like an official pitch guy now.
He's well trained.
So you can buy your tickets. You got food there. Let's talk about some of the other fundraising components.
So since it is a fundraiser, you know, we will have a 50-50 raffle at the door, or not the door, but like at that night. Mm-hmm. So bring some cash.
We'll let you in, but we won't let you out.
We also have an online silent auction going on. It's actually going on now, and it will run through 5:00 the day of the event. There's some pretty good items on there, which a fun one is actually we have a VIP area for the concert.
Ooh.
For up to 6 for people. You get your ticket, you get some merchandise money to spend, and then 6 drink tickets. So private table spaced off right by the stage. You know.
Bring your own water bottle, and you got bottle service too. You know,
There's also a bus rental on the online auction for up to 28 people, and then there, the River Bend, the Igloo for up to 10 people with some foods provided with that.
And Cooper, you mentioned it's not an all eggs in one basket group that you guys are working with here. Tell me a little bit about all the stuff you guys are involved in.
So this fundraiser is kind of to help our overall program. So we don't just do Black the Blue. We don't just do Christmas Hope. We have a couple other programs that we have that we run, I guess you could say, behind the scenes that people maybe not know about. So the funds are to kind of help keep those programs going throughout the year. So we might use some of it for Christmas. We might use some of it for Black the Blue. But we have a couple other programs. We have the Hope Program, the Hope Initiative, and a pharmacy program along with Back the Blue and Christmas Hope. So to kind of fund those programs year-round, because none of this is run without...
It takes money.
Money, you know, and donations.
I don't cross the street unless it's $20 involved. So, but again, it's all for a great cause. So tell me again, Cooper, I'm gonna turn to you. Getting tickets, tell me where to get them, how to get them, and how many of them to get. I'm going to turn to Missy. Tell me how to get them, where to get them, how many I should get, and all that good stuff.
So you can get them online. Actually, the easiest way is probably just to go to the Delaware County Fairgrounds. They have their buy tickets now. There's a link on there. It takes you right to it. Super simple. You can go on there. So if you're not a concert person, but you still maybe want to just help the cause, we always, you know, through our same means of accepting donations through Venmo, through sending it in to us, or just dropping it off to Paco, you can do that as well. If you have a specific program that you want to donate to, just list it in the memo or tell the girls at DuPaco when you drop it off, and they'll get it to the right account. So
easy
buy peasy. All the tickets
buy all the tickets. Cooper, you get the closing thoughts. Convey to the people listening in, the trillions upon trillions that dial up KMCH every morning, why they need to come spend Thanksgiving Eve with you guys.
We're a local group of guys playing a bunch of classic rock and roll. And, you know, Missy said if you're not a concert person, but luckily we're in Manchester, Iowa, and I can speak from experience from the several shows that I've played here that we're full of concert
people.
I trust it's going to be a good night.
There you go. And get those tickets. And Missy, any final thoughts?
Yeah, actually, we want to send out a huge thank you to the Erling B. and Dorothy E. Hansen Foundation for contributing to and continuing to promote and support the performing arts in Delaware County with their significant donation that they gave to us to help make this happen. So
be honest, these guys kind of met probably on that stage doing stuff in that Hansen Auditorium.
It kind of just fits hand in hand, you know. We got our hometown guys back, and it's the hometown.
Now I have something to do the night before Thanksgiving.
Now you do.
I don't have to sit around and watch old movies. Now I can go do something. So... Cooper, good to see you. Tell everybody hey for us out there in NQB land.
Absolutely.
What's your website, by the way? People to it.
NotQuiteBrothers.com.
There you go. You can buy merch. They got hats. They got t-shirts. Do you have smoking jackets for the holidays? If I want to sit around the Christmas tree in a high back chair,
on that one.
Get those done before the holidays. And Missy, more information on Pay It Forward, where can people go?
You can go to our Facebook page. It's Delaware County Pay It Forward. And then if you have questions, you can always email us at DelawareCountyPayItForward@gmail.com.
There you go.
Yes, it's long, but it's all in there, so it's pretty simple.
They'd print business cards, but the ink is too expensive
with all those letters.
So. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. And again, we've got a link, or we will be putting a link to get those tickets on our website at kmch.com.
Hi.